Hey everyone, Justin Bader here with a very special episode of the Instructional Leadership Show. Now, this is normally our members-only show that we send out every Wednesday, but I thought we would go ahead and do this one live on finishing the year strong. So this is episode 105 of the Instructional Leadership Show. And I wanted to do this because we're at a time of year where everyone is exhausted, right? The finish line is in sight. The end is near, both in, you know, in both senses of the word. And it's a time of year when sometimes things start to slip a little bit and we start to lower our expectations or at least get more realistic about what's going to happen. And sometimes I feel like that goes kind of south, even in a good year. But this year in particular, our students need us to finish strong. So that is our theme today. If you're joining us live, leave a comment and let me know that you are tuning in. Our essential question is, how can we help everyone in our organizations finish the school year strong? Students and staff and ourselves alike. And how can we personally demand excellence of ourselves even when we're running on fumes? And I think that's probably the case for most people, right? Are you running on fumes right now? Leave a comment if that sounds familiar, if that feels like what you are dealing with. And that's going to be true for everybody, right? That this has been the probably the toughest year ever. And we don't want to overlook that fact. We don't want to ignore that. But at the same time, we don't want to just let the year fizzle out, right? We don't want to waste the rest of the school year. When the finish line is in sight, we still need to finish strong. And I think the metaphor of a race, of a, whether it's a sprint or a marathon, and this year certainly feels more like a marathon or maybe an obstacle course than any other has. When the end is in our sights, that is a time when we cannot afford to back off and say, well, we're almost there. Let's just kind of walk across the finish line. Anyone who has ever watched any kind of competitive event, any kind of athletic event, knows that if that's how you approach the end of the game, if that's how you approach the last 50 meters of the race, if that's how you approach the fourth quarter, then bad things are going to happen, right? It does not work to start to coast, to start to walk, to start to drift across the finish line. We have got to finish strong. But we are in the home stretch, right? We are in that undeniably end of year period when testing is wrapping up. Maybe testing is done for you. Maybe you're still finishing it up. I think our local schools are wrapping it up now. You know, for the most part, that's an April thing in a lot of places. So testing is over. The pressure of preparing kids for standardized testing is behind us. But we can't make the mistake of thinking that because testing is over, that the learning is over, right? The learning does not end when the testing is over. And the testing was not the point in the first place. The learning is the point. So we've got to not allow standardized testing to become the finish line for the year. Leave me a comment and let me know if that happens in your organization or in your area. If you feel like people see testing as the finish line rather than the last day of school as the finish line. I think we've got to really push back culturally against that assumption because our students are simply going to miss out on a lot of learning if we allow testing to mark the end of learning. Second, you probably have a lot of events going on, and this is especially true in secondary schools, especially in high schools. You have so many events. You have athletic banquets, you have graduation, you have prom. All these things that are happening and starting to be in the rearview mirror can start to make it feel like the learning is over and the learning is in the rearview mirror. You may even have seniors finishing up. I think our local seniors, today's their last day. I think we've really got to be careful about allowing milestones other than the last day of school to signal the end of learning. It's the last day of school that should signal the end of learning because the remaining days have value. We've got to say that, my friends. As instructional leaders, we've got to say to everybody in our school communities, these last days of school have value for learning if we ensure that they do. They will, by default, kind of fizzle out. We've got to be the ones that stand up and say, we are going to get mileage. We're going to get good mileage out of these last days of school. And there are a lot of days of school left in most places. The feeling is there, the finish line is in sight, but there's actually a lot of time left, right? Most schools, I don't know your exact schedule or where you are, but most schools have 3 to 6 weeks left in the school year. And I think our schools have about 3 weeks left. We get out pretty early because we started early. If you started later and you get out later in June, you probably have 6 or even 7 weeks of school left. And that's a significant percentage of the year. That's 8 to 17% or so, maybe even as much as 20% of the total learning time that you had this school year. And think, if your school was virtual for part of the year, it's an even higher proportion of that, right? Like if you were all virtual for a long time, and then you came back in person, you're back in person now, and hopefully we'll be able to stay that way through the end of the year, the remaining time is actually a large proportion of your total face-to-face learning time. And if you think about summer school, you think, oh, well, you know, the year's pretty much over, we're gonna do summer school anyway. You're not gonna do that much summer school, right? Summer school is probably shorter than the amount of time you have left in the actual school year. So we have got to use this time well. We've got to get as much mileage, as much traction out of that time that's remaining as we possibly can. So how do we do that? How do we make sure that we are making good use of the rest of the school year? How do we get the most out of people when there's not really much left to give, right? How do we do this in a way that doesn't seem cruel to people who are running on fumes and who have been giving it their all and who are exhausted? And I think, first of all, we have to acknowledge those feelings, right? We have to acknowledge the reality that it has been a difficult year, that people are tired, that people have been putting forth a Herculean effort, especially people who've been teaching hybrid or online and face-to-face students at the same time. I mean, the scenarios that people have been put through this year are unprecedented and challenging and draining and exhausting and just incredible that people have made it to this point. So we want to acknowledge that. We want to acknowledge the legitimacy of people's exhaustion. But at the same time, we're not doing people any favors by simply backing off our expectations when it comes to learning. Now, we can back off miscellaneous expectations, right? There are a lot of things that we could be picky about that maybe we could let go, right? A lot of maybe kind of minor expectations that are not important. But when it comes to learning, when it comes to the fundamentals, I don't think it's better for people for us to back off. And I think we want to first make a personal application of this idea. For our own personal lives, if we slack off on the fundamentals, it may feel like we're going easy on ourselves, but what we're really doing is we're making things harder on ourselves, right? Like if you say, well, I'm normally very disciplined about when I go to bed and what I eat and, you know, getting exercise and putting good information into my mind. If we're normally disciplined about that, but we say, well, it's the end of the year, I can kind of slack off on that and not worry about it. I can binge a whole TV show. I can, you know, eat junk food. I can stay up too late. I can skip working out. If we slack off on those fundamentals, we're not really being kind to ourselves, right? We're making things harder on ourselves, and we're modeling that kind of dysfunctional behavior for everyone in our school communities. So a couple of things to really focus on upholding for yourself are, again, your sleep, your nutrition, your exercise, your learning. We've got to model the way for people. And some of the ways that will show up for our staff are things like punctuality, right? This is not a time of year when we should start showing up late and acting like it's normal to show up late to meetings. This is a time when we can continue to have high expectations for punctuality. It's a time when we can continue to follow through and not say, well, oh, you know, I've got 8 million things about graduation in my inbox. You know, this is a time where we really need to follow through and, you know, and be at our very best. Last but not least, and probably most importantly, we need to be getting into classrooms more than ever, because people will notice if we do. People will notice if we don't, but they will notice if we do. And if we want people to continue to focus on learning for the next 3 to 6 weeks, right up to the last day of school, we've got to get into classrooms, right? And I know you're running on fumes. I know teachers are running on fumes. So I'm not saying that we should do some heavy formal observations. I'm not saying we should give people lots of suggestions. Just be present, right? Just show by showing up that you value learning and that this is valuable time for learning. When it comes to making ourselves stronger, I think we've got to think in terms of a physical therapy metaphor, right? Physical therapy, I've never heard anybody who went to PT say, you know what, this is so fun. This is my favorite part of the week. I love physical therapy because I'm so well rested and it's not challenging and it's just great, right? Now, nobody says that about physical therapy because physical therapy is hard work and it kind of hurts a little bit, but we do it when we need to because it's how you get stronger. There is no alternative to doing the work when it comes to getting stronger, right? If you've got a rehab, a joint, or a, you know, some sort of injury, maybe you've had surgery, you know you can't skip the physical therapy. And obviously, you don't want to push that too hard, right? You can make an injury worse if you push it too hard. But if you go too far in the other direction and skip the physical therapy and just kind of let it, you know, let it rest, let it go on its own, you know that's going to create problems. So we have this whole industry of physical therapy, and there's insurance, and there are professionals, and there are treatment plans in terms of physical therapy to make sure that we get back on track physically. And I think what we've got to keep in mind as leaders is we need to do that in terms of our staff's well-being professionally and our staff's practice professionally when it comes to just being consistent for students and focusing on learning. I don't think we would be doing anybody a favor to say, you know what, this has been a tough year. The learning can be over when the testing is over. I don't think that's good for people. I don't think that's good for us. I don't think that's good for our students. And the reason physical therapy works, by the way, it's worth acknowledging why this works. The body is designed to respond to challenge, right? You don't put a vase through physical therapy. I grabbed a vase here, and I think this is a great metaphor from Nassim Taleb. You can't put a vase through physical therapy. Like if you were to put weights on a vase, or, you know, throw it to make it stronger, it wouldn't work, right? You can't make a vase stronger because a vase is fragile. But muscles don't work like a vase, right? Muscles actually do, I'm gonna set this down without breaking it here. Muscles actually do get stronger when you put strain on them. And I don't think that's a perfect metaphor for every aspect of teacher, like mental health and well-being, you know, there's more going on there. We're not just pure muscular organisms here. So we do need to have compassion for people. But I think the understanding of people as not just fragile, but as what Nassim Taleb calls anti-fragile is worth taking seriously here. Nassim Taleb is an economist and critical thinker across a variety of disciplines who wrote a great book called Anti-Fragile, where he talks about different phenomena as being either fragile, robust, or anti-fragile. And the difference is in what is better for each of those things based on whether it's fragile, robust, or anti-fragile. So again, if I have a vase is fragile. I will not make it stronger by forcing it to exercise or throwing it across the room. It is fragile and I need to protect it from breakage by setting it down carefully and making sure I don't trip over it. But your muscles are not fragile. If you exercise your muscles, you will get stronger. And if you don't exercise your muscles, in the name of protecting them, and out of the misconception that they are fragile, well, what will happen is they will actually get more fragile. They will get weaker. And of course, we know anybody who has been unable to move, you know, somebody who's been hospitalized and unable to exercise their muscles has to go through that difficult process of physical therapy to get back the strength that they lost through that inactivity. And I think when it comes to our practice as educators and our expectations for students and our expectations for ourselves, we are not as fragile as we think. And sometimes when we're tired, we get that mixed up. We say, well, I'm just really tired. I just don't think I have it in me. I think sometimes we do have it in us, and we have to put forth the effort and the self-discipline to say to ourselves, you know what? I'm not a vase here. I can get myself up. I can dust myself off and I can do this work, and I'm going to be better for it. So not to get into too much of a book review about anti-fragile, but I think this is a concept that we've got to take seriously. Anytime we're tempted to kind of go easy on ourselves or to back off on good expectations, I think we've got to be careful about which expectations we uphold and not try to do too much. But I think we've got to really focus on the fundamentals. So for us as leaders, I think the basics are, of course, taking care of ourselves, following through, you know, punctuality, but most importantly, getting into classrooms. I think more than anything else, that is what is going to set the tone in your building that is going to allow you to finish strong. Get into classrooms, notice what's going on, show an interest in what people are doing, and communicate the message both through your words and your attention, you're actually paying attention, that teaching needs to continue and learning needs to continue until the very last day of school. So you might definitely be careful about this, definitely be mindful of how people are feeling and what else you're saying, but I wanted to provide some sample language that you can use in the context of your newsletter or your staff meetings or just whatever way you find to communicate with people. Don't just like throw this out there at people, because I think that could be interpreted the wrong way. But some kind of sample language here around finishing strong. You could say something like, as we enter the home stretch of the school year, it's more important than ever that we continue our focus on learning right up until the end of school. Like, again, don't beat people over the head with this. Put this in, to a good context here of appreciation and, be nice about this and be understanding about this. I know we have numerous events taking place to mark the end of the school year. You could name some of them, like athletic banquets, graduation, prom, family night, whatever events you have that typically signal the end of the school year. But only one event marks the end of learning, the last day of school. As I visit classrooms, I'm excited to see what students are up to. And really play this up. Say nice things about what you're seeing in classrooms. Celebrate teachers who are having their students do great, rigorous work right up until the last day of school. Emphasize that, celebrate it, shine a light on it. I know this has been a difficult year, and I'm so proud of the ways everyone is making the most of it for students and their learning. Again, don't beat people over the head with this, but send the message that learning matters right up through the very end of school. And you know what? People are tired, but they will rise to the occasion. Think about a marathon runner, right? The marathon runner does not get into the last quarter mile and say, yeah, the finish line is right there though, and I've been running like over 25 miles already, and I'm really tired, and I think I'm just gonna walk across the finish line, and nobody will begrudge me that, right? I can just walk across the finish line. Marathon runners don't say that, right? When are they the most tired? Well, probably at the very end, right? But what do we do when we're finishing a race? We push ourselves. We push ourselves hard to finish strong, and it's not gonna kill us. We may not feel like it today. We may need an extra nap on Saturday. We may need to have a lot of grace for ourselves in certain areas. But overall, we can do this, and we will be better off, and our students will be better off if we finish strong. Now, how can we help our students finish strong? I think one of the most important things for us to do is to express pride in them. So if it's your seniors and they're headed off and this is their last day, obviously, you're not going to go give them assignments. You're not going to say to their teachers on their last day of high school, give them some extra work to do, or fill this week with busy work just for the sake of phony academics. That's not what we're talking about here. But express pride in them, and let them know that you're proud of them and proud of what the work they've been doing. And if this is their last day, then great. If they're not seniors, or if their last day is weeks and weeks away, continue to express those high expectations and continue to show an interest in the work that they're doing. And I think one of the cool things about this time of year in a lot of secondary classes is that students are completing their projects, right? They have a capstone project or a paper or a report or a presentation or an exhibition or a competition. There are all these cool things that students are doing. They have some sort of real world component that you can see and celebrate and show an interest in. And I think that's a great way to model that that interest in finishing strong for students. So I know this may be a slightly difficult message to hear at this time. I know you're running on fumes, and please take this in the spirit of of everyone having the best end to the year that they possibly can. So I'm here to be your physical therapist when it comes to instructional leadership. I know it would be easier not to get into classrooms. I know it would be easier if teachers did not have to plan rigorous lessons for the rest of the year, but I think we've got to do that for our students. We've got to uphold the standard. We've got to model excellence. We've got to be on our own game, right? We've got to be our own best selves as leaders to set the example and the pace for everyone. And I truly believe that great things will happen if we do, and that we will set the stage for a great start for next year, right? Looking back on this year, there are a lot of things that could have gone better. There are a lot of things that did not go the way we wanted, and we hope we never have another year like this, period, right? We hope we can put this all in the rearview mirror. So I want to suggest to you, rather than let this year fizzle out and kind of bid it good riddance, that we finish strong and that we find the great things to celebrate, that we find joy in all of the beautiful things that happened this year, despite the pandemic and despite all the stuff that people are dealing with and despite our exhaustion. So that is my charge to you. Finish strong. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your staff. Show appreciation. Appreciate your own accomplishments this year. Appreciate your own dedication and give yourself credit for the work that you've been doing. Keep on getting into classrooms and let me know how it goes, and have a good one. Take care.